This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. This music you're hearing is the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. The choir brings together singers from many faiths and walks of life, united in their passion for Black gospel and spiritual music. This weekend, the choir is hosting its very first international interfaith gospel music conference. For 3 days, 400 conference attendees will participate in sessions centered around Black gospel, spiritual music traditions, and interfaith communities. Terrence Kelly, artistic director of the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, spoke with KALW's Jen Sheehan about what this conference means for gospel music and for Oakland.
Your upcoming conference is going to bring choirs and singers from all over the world into Oakland. Can you talk to me about gospel's international reach? What is kind of the history behind that?
Well, gospel is a music that's sung from the soul, so it reaches the soul. So quite often it doesn't even matter if the person understands what you're singing. The body can feel the soul contact, and it responds to it. So I think gospel is responded to differently than maybe most other musics because it's on an almost bone level.
And can you tell me about where the folks are coming from who are coming to the conference?
That's the fun part. We have people coming from Canada, British Columbia, Canada. We have Portland. We have Arcata, California. We have France. We have Denmark. We have possibly Haiti and Kenya. We're waiting for them to get clearance from U.S. Customs.
Your choir is interfaith, and the name of this conference is the International Interfaith Gospel Conference.
Yes.
There are a lot more explicitly Christian gospel music gatherings to go to.
Yes.
Was this a need that you saw that needed to be filled?
Yes. Being an interfaith gospel choir is, in most people's minds, a stretch. So we decided to make a place for other interfaith gospel choirs to come and be together. You know, just like in the Christian community, the choirs come together, you know, in the same vein, so that people could feel a sense of sisterhood, brotherhood with the other choirs. We decided to give it a whack and see how it went, and it's surpassing all of our imaginings. I mean, we hit a goal number of 400, and we have 400, and people are still trying to register. And we also have our own choir members that are going to be there. So, wow.
I'm curious, with the work of the choir or even in putting this conference together, if you ever feel pushback or criticism from the more explicitly Christian gospel music community, and what your answer might be.
There's sometimes pushback, you know, from maybe the more evangelical side, but, you know, quite often, even from that side, once we begin to sing, if that person or that community that has the pushback takes the time to listen to us, once we begin to sing, they change their minds because they're once again hit with love. And you know, love is music, love is, you know, love is God. So they're hit with that, and then they're in the face of that, they have to respond from the heart. So they like it, and we quite often are told afterwards, you know, your choir is what heaven's going to look like.
So can you talk about some of the special guests who are going to be at the conference?
First, Dr. Edwin Hawkins, who is the father of contemporary gospel music. He's the writer He's the writer of Oh Happy Day. And as a gospel choir, we have experienced this almost every time we're out of the country or in another part of the country even. People are like, please sing Oh Happy Day. we actually had to learn it and make it part of our repertoire.
Because it was requested so much.
Yes. So people really identify with that song and gospel. And then we have, of course, the Bay Area's own Linda Tillery. And
we're the Cultural Heritage Choir.
Cultural Heritage Choir, mm-hmm. Yes. She's going to be delving into the Negro spiritual, which Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir holds close, you know, and so we perform those, and we want people to hold on to those because gospel came out of the Negro spiritual and the work song. So it's good to keep the base of your music somewhere close.
Mm-hmm, knowing where it came from. Mm-hmm. What would you say is your hope to come out of this conference? What do you want it to be doing?
I would like the people that come to the conference to see that Jew, Muslim, Christian, white, black, anybody can get along. If we decide to set aside our differences and focus on our commonalities, one of our mottos is, if we discuss religion, we discuss with intent to inform and not to change.
There's a free public concert at the end of the conference.
Woohoo! Yes.
How can people get tickets to that? Is it just through your website?
Through the website.
Okay.
OIGC.org. We're going to have 400 singers on
Whoa.
Stage and at one time from all these different countries. So it's pretty much awesome. And the other part of it is we are completely interfaith. There will be Jewish people, Baha'i, Sufi, Muslim, Christian, agnostic, Unitarian, and then you can go all the way through all the parts of Christianity. Everybody's going to be there.